This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The fate of the much-debated Vermont Health Connect will be determined by whether or not a new contractor meets a series of deadlines this fall. But it turns out a lot more than the health insurance exchange is riding on those deadlines. Two other major healthcare IT projects are sitting in limbo indefinitely until state resources now consumed by Vermont Health Connect get freed up. Hillary Niles has our story.
More than a third of Vermont's population is enrolled in Medicaid. Their healthcare claims every year number in the millions, and those claims add up to well over $1 billion, on par with the size of Vermont's general fund, or even bigger. But like a lot of the state government's technology, the IT system the Medicaid program runs on is really old, about 30 years old. It doesn't allow the state Medicaid office to be as effective as it could be in managing care for the roughly 225,000 adults and children enrolled in the program. Trinka Kerr, the state healthcare advocate, says that improved examination of claims data could help identify people who might be falling through the cracks, such as someone using the emergency room a lot, or not filling prescriptions, or missing appointments for preventive care.
Why aren't you going to your appointments? Why aren't you getting your prescriptions? Is it because you're having transportation problems? Why are you having transportation problems? A good case manager will look at what the barriers are and try to eliminate them.
This type of care management has been in place for several years for Medicaid beneficiaries with chronic conditions. The idea is to roll it out for everyone. Other planned improvements include additional reporting on healthcare effectiveness and a comprehensive directory of all healthcare providers in the state. But many of these improvements are in limbo because the Medicaid information system has faced years of delays. Single payer is a big reason. A request for proposals, or RFP, for a new Medicaid system was pulled in 2011 after the state passed Act 48. That was the legislation aimed for a statewide single-payer healthcare system by 2017. Bids had already come in when the state's vision for healthcare changed, and some federal guidelines for state Medicaid programs also were updated, rendering the original RFP irrelevant. It took about 3 years for the Agency of Human Services to issue a new one in June 2014. The plan then was to select a vendor last November who would start work last February. Meanwhile, a parallel project to integrate eligibility determinations for all the state's 40-plus public assistance programs was supposed to be underway. None of this has happened because of the technological train wreck of Vermont Health Connect. To this day, efforts to get back on track with the healthcare exchange after its faulty rollout are consuming so much of the state's resources that all other big health-related IT projects are on hold. That's despite federal pressure to get them done. Lawrence Miller, chief of healthcare reform, says that in addition to ultimately saving money, the new Medicaid and integrated eligibility systems will help the state help Vermonters more effectively. But he thought the Agency of Human Services implementation timeline was ambitious to begin with, and that's putting it mildly.
Candidly, I thought it was absurd that there is simply not the capacity at the agency to manage that many different high-stakes projects at once. They have to be phased, or the risk of difficulty is much too high.
On that point, the legislature agrees. Lawmakers refused to fund either project in the current fiscal year. Senator Jane Kitchell, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, says legislators weren't ready to pay for the projects because they didn't feel they had enough information about either one.
If anything, what the legislature is saying is we understand the need to upgrade our technology. We understand that those investments long-term are necessary. But we want to have the confidence and the assurance that we have projects that, in fact, are going to have a high degree of success.
And that, she said, means fixing Vermont Health Connect before tackling another big project. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.